Welcome to Rialaron International Ministries Incorporated with Anne Elizabeth, where real people meet a real God.
Adversity. Have you ever had adversity? We all have. If you're over the age of 10, I bet you have had adversity. For the Lord your God is He that goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. Isn't that good news? Maybe you have been fighting all your life by yourself. And you know, we get into many different issues on earth, don't we? It's a land of issues. And we need somebody bigger than ourselves to help us through this place called earth. You know, I think it was created that way. And people that are trying to make it on their own, they usually aren't alone. They usually have a fifth of vodka, pack of cigarettes, whatever they need, a Xanax, wine night, you name it. They're always leaning on something on this road called Earth. I mean, it's quite an adventure, isn't it? And we all need help. But where do you get your help from? You know, depends on what you know. But do you know that God wants to help you in life? God wants to be your father. God wants to be your savior. God gave you a book to read out of so that He can guide you and lead you by His written word and His spirit. God is invisible. He's around us all the time. And He wants to go with you. He wants to instruct you. He wants to teach you. He wants to love you. He wants to show you. He wants to enjoy time with you. Did you know that God likes to just enjoy time with us? He does. Maybe you like to fish or go body surfing or go snorkeling, or maybe you like to go just out for a drive or vintage shopping, or you know, out to a nice restaurant for dinner. It's just really nice to sit there with God and just to enjoy His presence no matter what we're doing. You know, but He's also a God that does help us in our afflictions, in our adversities, in our issues. And I love how He deals with us in those. It says, for the Lord your God is He that goes with you. You don't have to do life alone. You don't have to face the problem or issue alone. God is with you. Think about it. And you may say, how can God be in heaven on the throne and be with me? I mean, because He's omnipotent. And that means He's everywhere at once. He can be with you, and He can be with me, and He can be in heaven. And in the Bible also says that hell is ever before Him. Hell is naked before Him. And it's amazing. So God is everywhere at once. It's amazing. Because I used to think that, because I could always feel His presence and want to talk to Him. But I thought, how could he be here with me? But He's always with us. And I love the fact that He's with us and He wants to fight for us. So the Lord our God is He that goes with us. And He wants to fight for you. Maybe you're in high school, and every time you go to class, there's the class bully that's real big and tough, and he's always beating you up in front of all the pretty girls, trying to make himself look better than you, because basically he's probably jealous of you, and he has such low self-esteem that he has to beat up on you to make himself look better for all the pretty girls to get their attention. And it's really sad. You should pray for him and ask him if he'd like to go to church with you, because he needs to come out of the devil's world and into the kingdom of God. Amen. So, and then he'll be a different person, because God makes us different people. And God wants to save us from our enemies. Isn't that amazing? You may live in a neighborhood tonight that's not so nice. And you know, you drive the bus to work every day. And you live in a section of town that's unsafe according to statistics. But you know that the Lord has you there for this season, and that He has arranged for a place for you to live there for this season. Because God is a God that always lifts our life up. In Psalm 115, He says, I will increase you day by day, you and your children. Meaning He takes us from trash and He gives us nicer and nicer and nicer things. And the more that God gives us, God expects us to always keep him in our life and to live as we did before, but just enjoy the things that he's given us and be able to help others as well. But maybe, you know, you drive the bus home from work and you see the different gangs and they got their knives out and everything, and you see the prostitutes and maybe you see the ones dealing drugs, and fear has tried to grip you. But you know, if you are where God has you, then you don't need to live in fear. You can walk right through it because the Lord is there with you, as it states. He's there to fight for you, to save you from enemies. And so God is our safety. He is our shelter. He is our shield and our very great reward. He shields us in his presence. He takes care of us. He surrounds us with deliverance. The angels of the Most High God encamp around us, and we move forward in life with heaven with us until they take us from the earth. Isn't that precious? You know, I love the fact that God is with me. You know, in John 14:23, he says that the Trinity is with us all the time. It's beautiful. So you're never alone, and no matter what happens to you or comes up against you, you can just sit down very calmly and let God comfort you and let him lead you and let him direct you. You know, God is never anxious or wrought up. I've noticed that about him. No matter what the situation, he doesn't ever go, "Oh, I don't know what we're going to do." He's God. I asked him a question last night. I don't know what it was, but he didn't even answer it. He just looked at, you know, I could feel him looking at me like, "I'm God, Ann." You know, whatever, I forgot what question, because sometimes I just talk to him like I talk to anybody and ask him questions, and sometimes he just, it's like, you know, "I'm God." Of course I don't feel that way. Or of course I don't get that way. God is God. God is solid. God is sane and healthy and totally perfect. And he is peace. God is peace. And God is joy. And we know that God is love because we can feel his love. You know, sometimes his love comes on us so strong that we just want to cry, you know. And it's just the love. Then he heals us with his love. And he surrounds us with his peace. He is not anxious and wrought up for anything. You know, that is God on the throne. That is the Son of God at his right hand. That is the Holy Ghost that breathed life and light over the earth and said, you know, as God, "Let there be light." And there was light. It's beautiful. And so even Jesus, you know, as he slept in the boat on a pillow, the Bible says, on a pillow. He's just picture Jesus on this big boat full of his guys, and a big storm hits, and he's sleeping on a pillow. And he's not concerned about it because he knows life. He knows God holds the earth like you would hold a basketball. Think about that. God holds the earth as you would hold a basketball, the whole earth. So there's, I mean, it's pretty simple for God to do whatever he chooses, to pick up, to place, to move, the wind to blow, whatever the case. God is God. And that should bring great peace to you, because God is love. God loves you. And God is perfect. And God holds the earth in his hands. And there is nothing that happens outside of his knowledge. And there's nothing that God can't prevent. There is nothing that God can't do. There is nothing impossible for God. There's only a few things he won't do. He will never pardon the devil and the evil spirits. They are forever damned. And the people that go to hell after judgment, they never get out. He cannot, he will not do those same things. But other than that, God is a very forgiving, loving God. He's supernatural. He creates along the journey with you. And he is peace in your storm, your adversity. And so as you're walking from your bus to your home, you don't need to be concerned. You just need to put a total trust in God to protect and to shield you. You know, I've been in those situations, and I just walk right through them. And it's like sometimes I felt like I was invisible. You know, God does whatever he chooses to do. So adversity is defined as a state or instance of serious or continued difficulty or misfortune. Haven't we all encountered difficulty and misfortune? Of course. And God is there to comfort us. He said, I haven't left you without a comforter. You know, we don't need a comforter if we never have issues, right? I remember one night I was sitting there and I was trying to just hold it together there. I was alone, and not alone, but the Lord was there and the Trinity and the angels, but I was trying to just be strong. And the Lord said to me, he said, why do you think that I gave you a comforter? Why do you think I want to comfort you? And I didn't say anything. He says, it's because I know you're hurt. He said, that's why I want to comfort you, because I know you have pain. And he goes, one day I'm going to wipe away every tear from your eyes. But let me comfort you. It's okay for you to feel pain. It's okay that I want to comfort you and to wrap my arms around you. It's okay. You don't always have to be G.I. Jane. You can release your tears and your emotions and let me comfort you. It's just when we live there and we park there and we have now taken up residence in our grief and we never exit that we have problems. Amen. Can I hear an amen from somebody? And God will, he will excavate you out, so to speak, and pull you out if he has to, and plant you somewhere else, because he doesn't want you living in grief. Amen? But we know that we can survive destruction. We know from the book of Job that his destruction was real, and the devil loves to come against God's people. He lives to destroy us, the Christian, and then keep all the world, because he knows how much God loves the people he placed on the earth. And the only way that the devil can get to God's emotions is by destroying human life in any form or fashion. I mean, God keeps the people alive that don't even acknowledge him. God keeps sinners alive so that they can turn to him, so he can bring them into his family and take them to heaven. Seriously. He loves people. He doesn't want anyone to lose anyone. That was one of Jesus' prayers in John 6:39. I pray I don't lose one. He doesn't want to lose anyone. But we know that the devil comes against God's people to crush and destroy, because that's who the devil is. I come to steal. I come to kill. And I come to destroy. That's his checklist, his laundry list, his grocery list, his to-do list, is to come to steal, to kill, destroy. That's his daily agenda. And God's daily agenda is to save your life, to build your life, to keep your life, and then to rise your life with him for all eternity, where there's pleasures forevermore. You know, I've been through much personal destruction as a Christian, and I'll never forget, I used to sit and wonder, why, God, why? Why does all this happen to me? Why, God, why, God, why? And I would cry, 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 why, why? And when God appeared, he, so to speak, pulled back the curtain and showed me the demonic kingdom. He said, this is why. He said, you don't realize that how real the Bible is when it says, put on the whole armor of God. He said, because there's rulers and principalities of the demonic kingdom that have come to destroy you, Anne. He said, they're why. They're why. I was shocked. I was shocked. And I said, what do I do? He said, you obey me. And resist them, resist sin, and I'll take care of this trash. I'll remove this trash, and I'll always take care of you. no matter what happens. But when you're a Christian, you know, you become in a war because Satan always wants to rub you the wrong way or get to entice you to sin or lose your soul, lose your place, whatever. And God is always there to make sure you win. So let God help you to win. You know, in the Bible, in Romans 8:28, no matter what he's done to us, God will work it all out for our good. So he never wins unless we let him. Amen? I mean, we can see where he won with Samson, where Samson took off in his pain when they destroyed his marriage. Samson ran into the arms of Delilah and started fornicating, sinning. And the wages of sin is death. And we know that the Philistines came to get him after Delilah sold him for money, just like Judas sold Jesus, you know. Maybe you've been sold. I was sold. You know, it's a weird feeling, but it all comes from hell because God's kingdom is love and pure. And the devil's kingdom is filth and trash. I've seen both kingdoms. I've seen how they operate on the earth. I've seen them in heaven. I've seen them in hell. I've read, I know. You know, it's amazing when you read the Bible and then you see the Bible in operation and how it works. But no matter what they've done, God will work it out. And back to Samson, you know, Samson was sold by Delilah via Satan. And they dragged him off and they gouged out his eyes. But you know what? They took his life. He should have lived longer, but Samson was wise. He said, God, forgive me. And he repented to God, and God was right there to take him. So don't forget that. Repent and let God bring you back. And he was able in his death to destroy more of them than he did in his life. So Romans 8:28, although God wanted Samson to have a longer life, you don't need to go that way. And, you know, your life, you will be restored. You know, we think of many things have happened to you, perhaps, you know, where destruction has hit your life. Maybe it's hit your marriage. Maybe it's hit your children. Maybe it's hit your finance, financial destruction, physical destruction, whatever. Just look at the source behind destruction is iniquity. Iniquity is always behind destruction. Whenever something is destruction, it's iniquity. It's either from the kingdom of Satan as an attack, or we have allowed sin in our own life that has allowed them to crawl through the window, so to speak, which I saw one night in my master bedroom. I actually saw, it was like, you know, when the Lord opens your vision to see inside of the spirit realm what's going on. That's generally what's happened to me. I saw demons standing on the outside of my home, and I saw angels stationed as well. And these angels were in an orange missile, and they looked very military and futuristic. You know, it's amazing what God has in the future. It's nothing like you can imagine. You know, we think of the ages where God made the different ages. You know, he made the metal age and the iron age and the horse and buggy age and the chariot age and the car age and the plane age and the rocket age and the internet age, and he made them. He just gives them to man. He gives him his design for man to carry out. Even if the man doesn't acknowledge him, he still wants it in his creation. So he's created people to bloom those things forth. Whether they acknowledge him or become his child or not, that's their choice, because God is choice, right? And so it was interesting when I was looking at these angels, how magnificent they looked and futuristic as they sat at my house to guard me. But in the kingdom of compromise, you know, I was smoking. And I thought nothing of it because I heard preachers say, you can't go to hell for smoking. Well, the Bible tells us that if we destroy our body, and I was clearly destroying my body, the Surgeon General has said cigarettes destroys your body, then God will destroy you. And the devil loves to come in and to wreak havoc in your life. Remember his grocery list, steal, kill, and destroy. That's his to-do list every day, his task list. That's what he goes about to accomplish in God's life. But anyway, and I saw how the devil was able to come right into my bedroom. And God showed me. He said, I have my angels here to protect you. He said, in my presence. He said, but you've allowed sin in your life. In Ephesians 4:27, it says, give no place to the devil. But I did give him a place. Sin, Satan in. Just circle that. Sin, S-I-N. You take the S for Satan, the I-N, in. When we sin, Satan in. Steal, kill, destroy. So we need to look at that when we are finding destruction in our life. And the devil walked right through my window. I couldn't believe it. Right from the air, right past the angels, right there. And stood there and said, what are you going to do about it? I have a place. And God said, if you don't want him here, you have to get rid of sin. In other words, take your cigarettes and get rid of them. Or he has the right to be here in the kingdom of compromise. Where the Lord is, he's trying to work with you to get you into the kingdom of light, which is no iniquity. But you know, both of them are there. It's a mess. It's a mess. And if I died in my sin, as the Bible clearly says, no unclean person will enter into heaven. Ephesians 5:5 plus who knows how many more I have in my different various books I've written. I've written one book called 90 plus. It's all the scriptures of warnings for the Christian in the kingdom of compromise. We need to come out. Check it out. It'll be great for you. But if you're experiencing destruction, take a look at your life. Just get rid of different things in your home that cause destruction. You know, I was reading in the Old Testament how if we allow a cursed thing to be in our home, we allow ourselves to be cursed. That's in, I believe it's in Deuteronomy. God means what he says, but, you know, on the other hand, we're destroyed because we don't know what he says, because we don't read through the Bible like we should. Or number two, we listen to the devil tell us, did God really say? And the only thing the devil wants is to destroy your life. So we need to quit listening to the devil. But no matter the destruction, the choice is in your hands to rise into restoration. The choice is yours to rise out of destruction. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, it states, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeks. So God can heal anything. We know that by the Bible. We know that from the story of Job. He restored Job. He had twice as much as he had before. I have seen Jesus in his majesty in heaven. He's amazing to look at. And you would never know that he was ever crucified or mutilated to the bone. God restored Jesus. And God will restore you.
Riel Aron International Ministries Incorporated appreciates all of its faithful covenant partners and wishes each and every one of you a beautiful life with Jesus. Please visit Riel Aron today at www.rielaron.org.